say thanks to the Lord for his arrangement that I have this opportunity to gather here with you.
我是收到号叫做星期一到了洛杉矶。
I write on the March 16th, which is Monday.
这一次来是为了向神学生讲一讲课。
And my purpose of arriving here is to give lessons to the theological students.
刚到的那一天，梁传道就给了一个课题。
And when I the first day I arrived, Preacher Liang gave me a topic.
这里要开圣经讲习会。
Yeah, I need to held a seminar.
主题是同心同行。
And the topic is to walk in one accord.
还下面有五个题目。
Also all the five topics.
第一个题目是神人同行。
The first is man and God walking together.
第二个题目是父主同行。
And the second is the father and the son walking together.
第三题目是夫妻同行。
And the third topic is the spouses walking together.
第四个题目是婆媳同行。
And the fourth topic is the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law working together.
第五个题目是同工同行。
And the fifth topic is the co-worker working together.
我说你有这个计划，应当早一点传真去谈给我。
And I told him that since you had this plan, you should tell me beforehand.
我有充足时间可以准备写讲义。
So that I have enough time to write the outline.
这样内容会更充足一点。
So that the content will be more...
来到这里白天还要上课。
And when I arrived here in the daytime, I had to give lessons.
要写讲义就没有多少时间。
And I don't have much time to write the seminar outline.
感谢神，因为我有书上问题。感谢神，第二有书上问题。
I thank God that He gave me time.
第一天晚上在李立忠家里睡了一点半就起床。
And because of the time lapse.I wake up at 1 o'clock.
第二天去云林教会两点半起床。
And the second day, I woke up in the middle of night.
第三天晚上12:30就起床。
And the third day, I woke up at 3 a.m.
第四天晚上3:30。
And the fourth day, I woke up at 3:30 a.m.
昨天晚上1:00起床。
And yesterday, I woke up at 1 a.m.
精神很好。
And I thank God that I deal with spirit.
所以就写讲义。
So I start to write the outline.
所以处的这个时差对我帮助很大。
And I thank God that this time lapse has helped me a great deal.
如果没有这个时的问题，要写讲义真的没有时间。
And without the time lapse, I wouldn't able to write this outline.
昨天晚上要赶了一篇出来。
But yesterday I wrote one out.
剩下一篇晚上，如果再有书上问题，还会再赶一篇。
And I think if I have continued to have the time problem, I would able to write the last one.
过去的经验差不多一个星期才能够转回来。
And according to my past experience, it takes about 1 week for me to.
刚好这个礼拜的书差给我有充足时间写这些讲义。
And I thank God that this week I have time left, so I able to write the outline.
今天早上我就先讲第一个题目。
So today, I'll give the first topic.
就是神人同行。
The man and God walking in one accord.
神人同行分成三段。
And man and God walking together can be divided into
three sections. 第一段是与神同行的条件。
First is the requirement of walking with God.
是早上我们要学习的。
And this is what we're going to discuss today.
第二段是挪亚与神，以诺与神同行。
The second section is...In our walking with God.
第三段是挪亚与神同行。
The third section is Noah walking with God.
这个是我们下午要学习的。
And that will be our discussing topic.
那刚刚各位拿到的讲义就是我们今天早上跟下午要一起学习的。
And the outline that you have is the outline for this morning and also this afternoon.
如果有人没有拿讲义在外面那边，请你自己去拿。
And if you don't have an outline, please go.Grab one is on the lobby table.
另外有几篇讲义，等下次我们灵会时候再分给大家。
And the following other outlines will be given to you during special conversation.
在奥摩书的3:3这样说。
In Amos chapter 3:3, he says,
二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
In chapter 3:3 says, Can two walk together unless they are agreed?
我们要跟人同行，需要与神同心。
If we want to walk with God, we need to have the same mentality. with God.
跟人同行也需要同心。
And if we want to walk with men, we need to have some mentality.
那我们要与神同心，就要先了解神的心是什么。
If we want to walk with God, we need to have the same mentality, and we first understand what is God's mentality.
就是要明白神主意。
Another way, we have to understand God's will.
如果你不明白神主意，怎么可以跟他同心呢？
If we do not understand God's will, how can we walk with Him?
那怎么样才能够明白神主意？
And how can we understand the will of God?
神主意的确很不容易了解。
Indeed, God's will is sometimes very hard to
understand. 这以下是55章的第8、9到9节这么讲。
In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9, it says,
神的意念不同人的意念。
It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts."
神的道路不同人的道路。
Nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord.
神的思想系统跟人不一样。
Indeed, God's way of thinking is different for men.
所以我们凭我们的有限的理智要去了解神，的确很困难。
So it's very difficult for men to use his limited mind to understand God.
我们要了解神的主意，
in order to understand God's will,
应当去学习圣经。
We first need to understand the words of God.
因为圣经的话就是神主义的记录。
Because Bible is recorded the words of God.
圣经上很多故事，很多教训。
In the Bible there are many stories.
这些都是在表明神的主意如何。
And this are to teach us God's will.
在罗马书2章18节记载。
In Romans chapter 2, verse 18, you record,
我们学习律法就可以晓得神主意。
It says the reason we learn the law is in order to understand God's will.
分别是非善恶。
And we're able to differentiate what's right and what's wrong.
律法就是神的话。
And law is the word of God.
我们从神的话来了解神的主意。
So we actually learn the words of God to understand His
will. 又能够分别是非善恶。
Then we can also to differentiate what's right and what's wrong.
路加福音2章记载。
In Luke chapter 2.
主耶稣在12岁那一年。
That at, when Jesus was at age 12.
跟父母到耶路撒冷圣殿去守逾越节。
That Jesus went with his parents to keep the Passover in Jerusalem.
节期一晚他的父母回来了。
After the festival, the parents returned.
在路上找不到他的儿子。
On the way, his parents cannot find him.
他们就找回去圣殿。
So they returned back to Jerusalem.
才发现主耶稣原来在圣殿坐在教书当中，一面听一面问。
And they discovered that Jesus was sitting among the teachers, asking questions and listening.
所听所问就是律法。
And what he's asking, what he's listening is the law.
主耶稣单听还不满足，还要问。
So Jesus did not simply just listen, but also ask.
因为问才能够把这个面扩大。
And only when he asked, he can extend his learning.
因为问才能够更加的深入。
And only when he asked, he can go into depth.
主耶稣虽然是神成人的救主。
Even though Jesus is God become flesh.
但他也是经过婴孩时期。
But he also go through the infant stage.
婴孩什么都不懂。
At infant stage, he does not know anything.
婴孩需要父母照顾才能够成长。
An infant needs to be take care of parents in order to grow.
虽然他比一般人聪明。
Even though he's smarter than other people.
他学习进度比常人快。
And he learns much faster than others.
但还需要经过学习的过程。
But he still needs to go through the learning process.
所以是给我们留一个榜样。
And Jesus has set us a good example.
我们既未听到，不要单听，也要问。
So we do not simply listen, but we need to ask questions.
但我们既未这个时间不方便提出问题来问。
Sometimes during the service, it's not convenient to ask questions.
我们无妨把会堂里的道理在聚会以后有不懂地方进一步的跟传道者或者当然就是讨论。
But you are very welcome.To listen, and then if you have any questions to ask after the service.
经过了问跟讨论之后，
only after listening and discuss,
我们会牵连很多问题，
we can apply the teaching to many aspects.
面就扩大了，
and we have learned much.
我们更加的深入，
and we can able to go into depth.
我们领受的更加的充实丰富，
and we can be filled with abundance.
通常的会堂的崇拜聚会
usually in the service
晚上或者安息日
either in the Sabbath service or in the Friday night service
今天听的道理跟昨天不一定有连贯
usually the sermon that we heard
如果你不是
not related
你如果你不是用心整理的话可能听了一辈子别懂得非常的肤浅
and if you do not spend time and think about it and you listen like this way all through your life you will have a very superficial knowledge
但是圣经的讲究有主题
but seminar has certain topics
传道人跟着这个主题去查找圣经把有关的根据都提出来
and preacher actually prepare all the relatedtopic material and presented to you
做一种专题的查考
and they did a certain topic study
我们对有关的圣经根据会学习的更多
therefore we're able to learn certain aspect more deeper
这种先讲究长长几开的话我们对圣经的话会领受的更多
if we offer health seminars we're able to have a deeper understanding of the words of God
台湾教会在圣经的了解上面应当比其他国家多一点
The churches in Taiwan should have more understanding in the Bible than other churches
这个原因就是因为台湾教会从71年前开始建立时候就是由蒋经国开始
It's because 71 years ago Taiwan's church started with the seminar
郭多玛长老来台湾有三次
and Deacon Thomas Goh had arrived in Taiwan three times
第一次是跟当巴拿巴来台湾建立教会
the first time he arrived with Barnabas Chan to establish church
第二次他自己来在和美举开圣经讲习会
the second time he arrived he held a special seminar
第三次在台南举开圣经讲习会
and third he arrived also held inAnother seminar.
这两处的圣经讲习会培养出好多人才。
And through these two seminars, he had cultivated many workers.
以这个为出发点。
And starting from this point.
台湾教几十年来常常在各区各地举开各种讲习会。
Taiwan churches always held different kind of seminars.
所以很多弟兄姐妹，尤其是为主工作的圣工人员对圣经道理就会领受的比较多
and therefore the holy workers is able to receive much teaching
我们美国教会要成长
in order for United States Church to grow
应当要经常举办各种讲习会
United States Churches need to always hold seminars
我们从圣经的话来认识神之后
after we have learned the words of God from the Bible
我们才能够跟神同行
then we can walk with God
学习圣经很要紧，要虚心去学习。
As we learn the words of God, we need to have a humility.
有些弟兄姐妹刚刚信主时候
，and many brothers and sisters who learned the words of God,
他明白自己懂得很少。
They know that they know quite few.
所以都很专心的、认真的听道。
Therefore, they listen with concentration.
经过几年之后
，after a couple years,
他圣经上已经画了好多记号。
That they had.The new believer have much
圣经也懂得不少
and have know much about Bible
传道人在黑板写题目的时候
and sometimes when the preacher write a topic
他还没有听到
before he heard it
就在这里面猜可能会讲什么道理
and the believer start to guess what would preacher talk about
传道人在他就讲到还没有翻圣经之前
and before the preacher turn to Bible verses
他的心里猜可能会翻哪一节
andThe believer will guess what verse will the preacher turn to.
然后他的翻盖在那等着他。
And the believer actually turned to the Bible verse and waited.
果然传道人读那一节。
Indeed, the preacher had turned to that verse.
几处都被猜到了。
And after several times, he gets it right.
他心里想，我可以睡觉了。
And the believer said, I can sleep now.
因为听了将近就是那几套。
Because I always hear those.
如果有这样的心态，他就不会再进步。
If we have that kind of attitude, we are not able to progress.
神的话好像泉源
，But the words of God is like a fountain of spring.
它都见得表面的水一点点
，And we only see the surface.
但底下泉源是无限的
，But the fountain is unlimited.
我们所谓温故知新，就是说 旧的东西你去复习，你会有新的领悟。
And if we will think about the old things that we have received, we will come up with new things.
主耶稣说神的旨意向婴孩显明。
And Jesus tells us thatthe will of God is revealed to the infant.
像聪明通达的反而隐藏起来。
But hidden from the wise and knowledge.
婴孩就是虚心的人。
And infants are people who are with humility.
聪明通达是以为自己已经懂很多人。
And wise and knowledge are people who think that they know quite a bit.
一个虚心的人，神会比他领悟更多。
But a person who with humility, God will give him much.Grace.
So, 我们不管信主多久
so no matter how much we have believed,
不管我们曾经查过多少道理
it doesn't matter how much Bible study we have attended,
我们每次都应该有这种虚心的胸怀来领受神的话
and we should have a humility to learn the words of God.
已经听过几处的旧的故事
if we have heard several old stories,
旧的教训
or old teachings,
我们都有新的领悟
But we're able to receive new teaching out of the old.
我们领受的就更丰富了。
Then what we receive will be more abundant.
在马太三章记载。
In Matthew chapter 3, report.
主耶稣要接受约翰洗礼时候。
That when Jesus was about to receive the water baptism,
约翰知道耶稣比他更尊贵。
John the Baptist know that Jesus has more higher status than him.
约翰说：“我为耶稣提鞋都不配。”
And John the Baptist said that.And not worthy to wear a sandal.
所以他不敢为耶稣受洗。
So therefore, he dared not to baptize for Jesus.
主耶稣告诉他。
And Jesus said,
我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
That Jesus replied to him, we should fulfill our righteousness.
为了这句话，约翰赶快为耶稣受洗。
So for this reason, John the Baptist immediately baptized him.
耶稣知道约翰是先知。耶稣晓得耶稣先知。
Jesus knows that John the Baptist is a prophet.
是神所差遣的。
Is sent by God.
耶稣的洗礼是神的旨意。
And the water baptism of John the Baptist is the will of God.
所以接受耶稣的洗礼等于尊重神旨意。
So receive water baptism from John the Baptist is respecting God.
就是义的属性，就是尽诸般的义。
And this is considered righteous in front of the Lord. Therefore,
洗礼不过是其中一项而已。
And water baptism is only one of many things.
我们从耶稣的一生看出来
，and from the life of Jesus, we know
他不管做什么
，no matter what he does,
都在遵循天父的旨意
，that he do according to the will of God.
就是他所说的尽诸般的义
，that he fulfill our righteousness.
他怎么能够每样事情都去尽诸般义呢
？And how did he able to fulfill our righteousness?
因为他清楚神的旨意。
Because he know clearly the will of God.
因为他从小就很认真学习神的话。
Because when he was young, he learned the word of God daily.
在路加书当记载
，In Luke chapter 4,
他三次受了魔鬼的试探。
That three times he was tempted by Satan.
每一次都引着圣话来赢过他。
Every time he quoted the Bible verses to overcome.
因为他领受太多神的话。
Because he received much words of God.
所以神的话在生活上随时必用。
That he applied the words of God in all his life.
今天社会很复杂。
Today, this world is quite
complicated. 魔鬼用各种手段来试探我们。
And Satan used many techniques to tempt us.
我们为了要胜过魔鬼的试探。
In order to overcome his temptation.
我们需要虚心地领受更多神的话。
We need to learn the words.Learn more word of God.
我们行事为人才不会得罪神。
Therefore, what we do when we're not sinning,
也能够得到神的喜欢。
Then we'll be pleased in sight of God.
耶稣受洗之后
，After Jesus received water baptism,
神从天上说话
，And Jesus, God said,
这个是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son.
因为耶稣要尽诸般的义
，And because Jesus fulfilled all righteousness,
所以神喜欢他。
Therefore, God likes him.
我们今天要得到神的喜欢，也要刻意尽诸般的义。
And therefore, today if we want to please God, we need to fulfill our.
所以我们需要多用一点功夫学习圣经。
Therefore, we need to spend more time learning the word of God.
我们要了解神主义。
And if we want to know the word of God,
也需要这个敬畏神的心。
We need to have an attitude of fearing the Lord.
看诗篇二十五篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 25,
十二节
，verse 12.
诗篇二十五篇十二节
Psalm chapter 25 verse 12
谁敬畏主 主必指示他当选择的道路。十四节
Verse 14，
主与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。这里提到神为指示人当选择的道路。
Here it tells us that God would direct men his way。
有时候我们遇到两条路摆在面前，
Sometimes we encounter two choices，
不是神主要走哪一条，
and we do not know what God wants us to walk，
我们很困惑。
We are very puzzled，
怎么样才晓得哪一条路是神要走的呢？
How do we know which path is God wants？
就是平常要亲近神，
so they, in our daily life we need to draw near to God，
敬畏神，
fear God，
神就会引导我们走当走的路，
and God will guide us in the path that we should take。
神主意是向敬畏他人显明的，
and God's will be revealed to those who fear him。
那什么叫敬畏神呢？
What do we mean by fear the Lord？
就心中有神的地位。
That in our heart we have a place for God。
创世三九章记载，
In Genesis chapter 39，
耶稣被祖母引诱的时候，
When Joseph was tempted by his master's wife，
他说我不可做这个道独对神。
And Joseph said, how can I sin against God?
如果他听祖母的话，
if he listens to the master's wife's word,
是得罪他主人，
and he has sinned against his master,
因为主人对他很好，
because the master treated him quite well.
可是认为得罪主人是小数钱，
but Joseph thinks that sinning against the master is a small
thing. 顶多是被抓起来坐牢，
the worst thing is just being in prison,
甚至被杀害，
maybe get killed。
但如果得罪神就不一样，
but sinning against God is different。
得罪神你活着心里身体都没有平安，
that even though you're alive you don't have peace，
还要永远灭亡，
but also we see internal condemnation。
他说这个话表示他心中有神的地位，
so when Joseph says this it reveals that he has God in his heart。
他的行为的一个原则就是千万不可得罪神。
And he has a principle never to sin against God.
因为他有这一种心态。
Because he has such attitude.
神喜欢他。
Therefore God likes him.
后来他在坐牢的时候，
while he was in prison.
因为他坐牢是他祖母的诬告。
And the reason he went to jail is because the slander of his master's wife.
有王的酒政跟膳长同关在一个牢里面。
But then, the pharaoh's cupbearer and baker are end up in the same prison as him.
他们两个人都做了梦。
They both have a dream.
耶稣告诉他们。
And Joseph said to them,
解梦的不是出于神吗？
That the explanation to the dream does not come from God.
请你们把梦告诉我。
And please tell me the dream.
耶稣为他们解梦。
So Joseph explained the dream to them.
后来梦应验了。
And indeed, the dream came to fulfillment.
他没有说我能够为你解梦。
Joseph did not say I can explain the dream for you.
他是说解梦出于神。
He said that dream, the explanation to the dream comes from God.
他没有抢夺神的荣耀。
He did not take the glory of God.
后来法老做梦。
So Pharaoh had a dream.
酒政想起监牢里一个希伯来人会解梦，
and the cupbearer reminded that there was a Hebrew in the jail know how to explain the thing。
王推荐，
so he suggest the cupbearer suggested to the Pharaoh，
于是就被到王面前为他解梦。
So therefore Joseph was brought in front of Pharaoh to explain the dream for him。
王对耶稣说，
and Pharaoh said to Joseph，
我听说你听了梦就会解梦，
I heard that you're able to explain our dreams。
耶稣说这个不在我。
And Joseph said, it does not depend on me.
神必定会把平安话回答法老。
But God will reveal his word to the Pharaoh.
在王面前，
so in front of God,
他就可以，
in front of Pharaoh,
就可以借这个机会来表现自己的才华。
Joseph could have the possibility to show his ability,
得到神的认王的认定，
and he could have get approval from the
然后赶快为主英王讲一些话，
and then he could have said to the Pharaoh about his being why he's been put in prison.
但他是很谦虚地说不是在我，
but he with humility he said to Pharaoh it does not depend on me.
神一定会把平安回答法老，
but he said that God will definitely answer Pharaoh's dream.
后来他为法老解梦。
Indeed, he had sent the dream to Pharaoh.
这个梦也应验了。
And indeed, that dream came to fulfillment.
因此他就由囚犯身份变成宰相。
So from a jailer, promoted to a prime minister.
他把荣耀归给神。
He gave all glory to God.
他心中有神地位。
And he has God in his heart.
全国人无法为法老解梦时候。
And when the entire nation is not able to suspend the dream for the
Lord, 只有一世能够为他解梦。
Only Pharaoh is able to do so.
因为神跟他
Joseph is able to do so.
神跟他同在。
Because God is with him.
因为他心中一直有神的地位。
Because Joseph continued to have God in his
heart. 他把所有的成就荣耀归给神。
And he gave all the glory and all his accomplishment to God.
我们要明白神主意。
And want to understand the will of God.
也需要改变我们的观念。
We should change our attitude.
因为神跟人有不同的思想系统。
Because God has different way of thinking than men.
我们的观念没有彻底的改变。
If our mentality is not completely changed,
我们就很难了解神。
Then we will not be able to understand God.
看罗马书十二章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 12,
第二节
verse 2.
罗马书的十二章第二节
Romans chapter 12 verse 2
不要效法这个世界主要心意更新而变化叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的主意这里告诉我们
He tells us
要把心意更新变化
that, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind
这观念完成改变
that we should change our way of thinking
这样才能够查验什么是神的善良纯全可喜悦的主意
then we will be able to approve what is right and good and acceptable and perfect
观念彻底的改变
so we need to change our mentality
才有办法去明白神主意
then we can able to understand the will of God
也才能够去跟神同行
then we can also walk with God
在第二节又说不要效法这个世界
verse 2 also said do not be conformed to this world
世界也有光明的一面
well in this world there are some bright sides
世界不一定不好
not everything in this world is bad
但我们读圣经一种感觉
but when we read this passage we have a feeling
圣经每次提到世界的时候它都局限在不好那一面
and when Bible mentions about the word world is usually limited to the bad side
就是世界的情欲世界的名利的追求
and this world can be defined as the glory of this world and the pleasure in this world
这种跟神主义对立的世界的各种形态
and in this world all these things are against God
我们不要去笑
we should not imitate them
所以保罗才说他要把世界定在十字架上
and that's why Paul said that he would like to nail the
约翰也说我们不要爱这个世界
and John also told us not to love this world
我们决心不爱世界
we need to determine not to love this world
我们决心把世界定在十字架上
and we're determined to nail the world
我们观念彻底改变了
we need to completely transform our mind
我们才能够真正了解神主义
Then we are able to understand the will of God.
我们这样才能够与神同行。
Then we are able to walk with God.
第二个小段。
Second section.
我们要与神同行。
We want to walk with God.
需要具有神的美德。
We should possess with godly virtue.
看弥迦书第六章。
Let's turn to Micah chapter 6.
第八节。
Verse 8.
弥迦书，中文圣经是1091面，1091面，弥迦六章第八节。
Let's turn to Micah chapter 6 verse 8。
世人呐、耶和华已经指示你什么叫善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。这里说。我们怎么才能够与神同行呢
Here tells us how to walk with God
要行公义好怜悯存谦卑的心才能够与神同行
To do justly to love mercy and to walk humbly with God
因为神是公义的神
Because God is a God of righteousness.
我们有神这一种公义的美德，才可以跟他同行。
Only when we have possessed the characteristic of a righteousness.
什么叫公义呢？
What do you mean by righteousness?
在利未记十五九章十五节说，啊，利未记十五九章十五节啊。
In Leviticus chapter 19 verse 13,
不要偏护穷人。
That we should not slight it to the poor.
也不要看重有势力的人。
And we also should not slight it to the rich.
有些穷人做错了事情。
So when the poor people have done something wrong,
论他所做的应当被处罚。
And we should punish the poor as He deserved.
但有人就出来替他说话。
But sometimes people spoke up for him.
说他很穷，要同情他了。
But oh, he's so poor. We should have compassion on him.
这个是不对的。
And this is wrong.
一件事情是错的，谁做都是错的。
So if something is wrong, no matter who does it, it's wrong.
我应当因为是穷人就同情他。
We should not have compassion on him because he's poor.
我判断社会的原则就是以事论事。
And when we judge a certain thing, we should judge according to that thing.
不是因人而改变原则。
And we shouldn't change the thing because of men.
那是不公平。
And that's not fair.
也不要看有势力的人。
And we shouldn't slight it to those who are rich.
这才是真正的公义。
And this is called true righteousness, true justice.
今天的社会有很多不公义的事情。
In this world, there are many unrighteous things.
已经违背神主义了。
And many things that against God's will.
我们要
That we're able to speak out.
因为文第九章记载
，In John chapter 9 records，
有一个生来就是瞎眼的
，That there was a man was born with blind.
耶稣医好他
，And Jesus healed him.
法利赛人问他谁医好你的
，And the Pharisee asked him who healed you.
他说耶稣
，He said Jesus.
他们说耶稣是罪人
，And Pharisee said Jesus is sinner.
你要把荣耀归给神
，That you should give glory to God.
这个人回答
，And this man answered，
耶稣是不是罪人我不知道。
And he said, I do not know if you're sinner or not.
我只有做了一件事情。
But I only know one thing.
我从前瞎眼。
But in the past, I'm blind.
我现在看见了。
But now I see.
如果他是罪人。
If he is a sinner.
他怎么能行这么大神迹？
How is he able to perform such great miracle?
叫一个生来就瞎眼的得医治，从创造以来没有发生过这么大的神迹。
And there's no such great miracle happening before that a man was born blind but was able to see.
法利赛人耶稣是罪人
，and Pharisee claimed that Jesus is a sinner.
但这个瞎眼的他说耶稣不是罪人
，but the blind man who was healed said he's not.
不但看得清楚
，but this man is able to see.
而且他敢为耶稣作证
，but he able to testify for him.
当时的法利一个决议
，and at that time.The Pharisee has a resolution.
假如有人认耶稣为基督
，If anybody acknowledges Jesus as Christ,
就要把他赶出去。
They will cast them out of the synagogue.
就是开除他的会籍。
In other words, they will be excommunicated.
全国的犹太人都信犹太教。
And at that time, all the Jews believed the Judaism.
如果少数人去信耶稣
，Only few believe in.
他们认为背叛了犹太教
，They feel that they have betrayed the Judaism，
就被开除
，So they've been excommunicated。
开除后就孤立了
，So after they excommunicated, they are standing by themselves。
他的财产、生命都没有保障
，That they do not have an assurance to their life and wealth。
但这个瞎眼的他不害怕
，But this blind man is not afraid。
他很勇敢的为耶稣做好的见证
，But he testified for the Lord。
路加二书三章记载。
In Luke chapter 23, records,
耶稣钉在十字架上时候
，While he was crucified on the cross,
有两个强盗同定。
There are two robbers.
第一个强盗对耶稣说
，The first robber said to Jesus,
如果你是救主
，If you are the Christ,
你会救你自己
，You can save yourself.
你会救我们两个人
，You also can save.
你自己都不能拯救，怎么能拯救这么多世界上的人
？And he said, if you cannot save yourself, how can you save so many people in this world?
第一个强盗就责备他。
So the second robber rebuked him.
你跟一样是犯罪，应当受刑的。
That you had committed wrong and punished as we deserve.
这个人是无辜的。
But this man is innocent.
你既然犯这么样的罪来被判刑，还不怕神吗
？And how can you sin against God, then it's against God?
然后他对耶稣说。
And then the second robber said to Jesus,
你德国降临时候求你纪念我。
The priest remember me when your kingdom comes.
耶稣对他说，
And Jesus say to him,
今天你同我到乐园。
That you'll be with me in paradise today.
当大家都耶稣不对的时候，
And when everybody condemn Jesus wrong,
耶稣架上要强盗都说耶稣不对的时候，
And even one of the robbers condemned him, he was wrong.
这个悔改的强盗看得很清楚。
But this repentant robber see it clearly.
耶稣是救主。
That Jesus is the Savior.
所以求耶稣纪念他。
So he asked Jesus to remember him.
耶稣也答应你今天同我到乐园。
And Jesus promised him that he will be with him in paradise.
他不但有眼光看清耶稣是救主。
This person is able to see that he is the Savior.
他又独排众议，很勇敢为主做见证。
He is also very courageous to testify for him.
比拉多就不一样。
But Pilate is different.
比拉多在审问耶稣。
While he While Pilate was judging Jesus.
经过三次的审问都证明耶稣没有罪。
After three times judgment, he found no wrongdoing in Jesus.
他的判断很正确。
He had judged correctly.
他想释放耶稣。
And he wanted to release Jesus.
但是犹太人大声喊叫要把他钉十字架。
But the Jews cried out to crucify him.
他们说如果你释放耶稣你就不能该死在中产。
And they say that if you release Jesus, then you are not the faithful servant,
比拉多开始惧怕
and Pilate,
很无奈地把耶稣交给他们钉十字架
and helplessly he handed Jesus to them.
他有智慧判断很正确
he has the wisdom to judge correctly.
但他却没有勇气
but he does not have courage.
不敢伸张正义
he's not able to declare.
所以我们要主张公义
therefore we need to propose
要求神给我们智慧
we need to ask God to give us wisdom.
把每样数点看得很清楚
To be able to see the things correctly.
也曾也要求神给我们一个正义感。
But we also ask God to give us
有勇气的站在神右边。
Courage to stand in the side of God.
所以我们才能够与神同行。
And then we can walk with God.
神的心也是怜悯的心。
And God's heart is also a heart of compassion.
主耶稣说，神是喜欢怜悯，不喜欢祭数。
And Jesus said that He desires mercy, not sacrifice.
那我们要怜悯哪些人呢？
And what kind of people shall we show mercy?
主耶稣告诉当时的法利赛人
At that time, Jesus told the Pharisees
要爱你的邻舍
Love your neighbors
法利赛人问谁是我的邻舍呢
So the Pharisees asked, so who's my neighbor?
耶稣给他讲一个故事
So Jesus told him a
story 有一个人从耶路撒冷要去耶利哥
There's one man from Jerusalem going down
to Jericho 在半路遇到强盗
Halfway, he met robbers.
被打得半死。
It was beaten half dead.
祭司经过了。
The priest passed by.
没有帮助他。
The priest didn't help him.
利未人经过了。
The Levi passed by.
也没有帮助他。
He didn't help him.
反而一个撒玛利亚经过帮助了他。
On contrary, a Samaritan helped him.
撒玛利亚人一人本来不来往。
A Samaritan had no communication with Jews.
因为撒玛利亚人的信仰不纯。
Because the Samaritan's faith are not pure.
所以犹太人把他当成外邦人看待。
And therefore, Jews consider them as not pure.
没有想到这个受伤的人同胞没有帮助他。
And out of his expectation, this wounded man see that his own people did not help.
反而一个被当作外邦人的撒玛利亚人帮助他。
And he found a Samaritan help him.
耶稣问法利赛人。
So Jesus asked the Pharisees.
这三个人谁是他的邻舍呢
？Who is this man's neighbor.
法利赛回答是那帮助他的。
And the first answer is the man who helped him.
耶稣说你答得对。
And Jesus answered, you answer.
照你所说去做吧。
And do accordingly.
从耶稣教训我们知道。
And for Jesus teaching, we know.
邻舍不一定是住我们旁边的邻居那些人。
And our neighbor does not limit to those who live around us.
而是需要帮助的人。
But rather who need help.
需要帮助的人，虽然他是一个仇敌的关系。
And even though he needs our help, but he's our enemy.
今天他需要帮助。
But today he needs our help.
我们应当怜悯他。
We should have mercy on him.
就他已经是我们的邻舍。
And then he will be our neighbor.
这个是怜悯的一个表现。
And this is the manifestation of mercy.
马太十八章二记载。
In Matthew chapter 18,
耶稣讲一个故事。
Jesus told a story.
王跟他的仆人算账时候。
That the one king was
有一个人欠了1000万银子
That is one person owing the master 1,000 talents
有的一本换成6000万天的工钱
in some translations, it has it said 60,000 days of wages.
等于十六万年，十六万年。
要有600,000 days wages.
一辈子才几十年，怎么还呢？
And if one man has some 10,000 years, how can he?
但王完全赦免他。
But the king completely forgave him.
后来他遇到他同伴。
But then he met his fellow
servant. 欠他十两银子。
And the fellow servant only owed him 10 days of wages.
有的译本换成一百天工钱。
Some translation translate 100 days of wages.
没有办法原谅他。
But this servant is not able to forgive him.
有的告诉王。
So some people told
him, 刚刚你饶恕他这个人这么做。
The person who just forgave him, he did so to serve a servant.
王很生气。
And the king was very mad. So he called the servant back.
王来监牢你。
And put him to jail.
等到你还钱我才释放你。
Until you repay me, then I release you.
他注定要死在监牢。
And he destined to die in the jail.
因为他没有能力还这么多的债。
Because he had no ability to repay such great amount of debt.
王对他说。
And the king.The king said to him,
你不能怜悯你的同伴，好像我怜悯你吗？
Can you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I have mercy upon you?
这个王代表主耶稣。
And this king represents
天上真神，
the true God.
我们每个人对天真神得罪很多。
And we have sinned against God much.
但他完全赦免。
But he has completely forgiven us.
在我们受洗那一天，一切罪都洗干净了。
On the day of our water baptism, God forgave all our sins.
我们的同伴欠我们的一点点。
But our fellow people or a little bit.
应当同情饶恕他。
We shall mercy and forgive.
这也是怜悯一个表现。
And this is a way to show mercy.
神的心也是谦卑的。
And God's heart is also a heart of humility.
我们存谦卑心，与神同行。
We need to walk with God, walk with God humbly with God.
在腓立比二章第三节告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 tells us.
要看别人比自己强。
Consider others.Better than us.
每个人都有他优点，也有他缺点。
Everybody has their own weakness and also their advantage points.
人的通病就是喜欢用自己优点去比较别人缺点。
But the common fault of men is we often compare others with our good points.
所以就有理由骄傲。
And therefore we become pride.
如果反过来用自己缺点比较别人优点。
But if we able to compare our weakness with other people's good point,
你都不敢骄傲。
Then you dare not to be proud.
你又能够怎么知道怎么去尊重别人？
Then therefore you know how to respect others.
每个人都有自尊心。
Everybody have a self-respected attitude.
每个人都喜欢被尊重。
Everybody wants to be respected.
假如我们用自己缺点去比较别人优点
，If we're able to compare others good point with our weakness,
来尊重他。
Then we can respect him.
大家都很高兴。
Everybody will be very happy.
为什么要用自己优点去比较别人缺点呢？看不起别人。
Why should we compare others with our good points and compare with their weakness?
让大家弄得很不愉快呢
？And making other people, bad.
因为我们个人因素不一样。
And as we know that everybody's talents is different.
眼睛的作用当然非常重要。
The function of eyes is very important.
那眼睛如果挖出的话，在桌子上能看见什么东西吗
？So if we got out the eyes and put on the table, what can the eyes do?
眼睛能发挥它的功能
，and the function of the eyes.
因为跟别的助理连在一起
，is connected with the body.
有生命
，and therefore has life.
形成生命的共同体
，and enjoy life with all parts of.
个人才能发挥它的功能
，and everybody can function according to its ability.
我们教友的弟兄姐妹的确得了很大恩赐
，indeed.Our church brothers and sisters have received much.
但如果不互相搭配，是什么都做不来。
But if we do not cooperate with others, we cannot do anything.
所以我们不要以为自己的恩赐比别人高贵。
So let us not think that our talents are better than others.
每种恩赐都是神赏赐的。
Every talent is God given.
在神看来都有它的价值的。
And every talent in front of God.
我们
是要
学习尊重别人。
So we should learn.
我们会把到教的圣功做得更好。
And we can do able to do the work even better.
那么我们要有神这一种公义、这一种怜悯、这一种谦卑的心。
And we should have God's righteousness, justice, and mercy and humility.
的确也是不容易。
Indeed, it's not easy.
那我们要怎么去努力才能够达到这种地步呢
？How shall we strive to obtain these three?
看罗马书第七章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
十四节。
Verse 14.
罗马书的第七章十四节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 10.
我们原晓得律法是属灵的，但我是属肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。保罗在这边说。
Paul says here.
律法是属灵的。
That the commandment is spiritual.
我是属于肉体的。
But I belong to flesh.
本就不一样。
And we can see it's different substance.
怎么能遵守呢？
How can we observe?
而且我已经卖给罪了。
But especially we have sold to sin.
做罪的奴仆。
We become the slave of sin.
完全被控制。
It be controlled by sin.
怎么能遵行呢
？How can we obey?
那么到底要怎么才能够遵行
？How can we obey?
就是属肉体的人要变成属灵的人。
And that key is to change the man that belongs to sin to belong to God.
跟律法一样的等级。
And have the same substance with the law.
做罪奴仆的要变成耶稣基督的奴仆
，and from the slave of sin become the slave of Jesus，
就是换一个老板。
In other words, a different boss。
从前的时候有这个奴隶制度
，in the past there is a slavery system。
奴隶当了物品被买卖
，and slave being traded as an item。
他在主人住下，我讲你有办法，主人住也自由。
And under the master, he has no right or no freedom.
所以换老板不是你想换就马上能换。
So, if you want to change boss, you don't have the right or the freedom.
要由另一个人付出更大的代价把你赎出来，你才能够换一个主人。
But unless another master is able to redeem you with a greater price,
这个就是耶稣。
And this person is Jesus.
他用他的生命，用他的宝血，极重的价值。把我们从罪里面买回来。
He redeemed us with his precious blood beyond value to redeem us.
我们就成为基督的仆人，不再成为罪的仆人。
So therefore, we are called the servant of God rather than called.
这个是罗马书八章里面所说的。
That's why recording in Romans chapter 8.
把罗马书八章里面告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 8 tells us.
信耶稣已经在耶稣这边得到释放。
After we have believed in Jesus, we have received.We have been free.
不再被罪捆绑。
We're not bounded by sin.
因为耶稣是我们的主。
Because the Lord is our.
在耶稣里面的人。
And those who are in the Lord.
圣灵帮助他。
With the help of Holy Spirit.
随从圣灵去行。
And obey in the movement of Holy Spirit.
他已经成为一个属灵人。
He become a spiritual person.
属灵人就是圣灵充满随圣灵去行的人。
A spiritual person is a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit.
属肉体变成属灵人。
A person belong to flesh now.
罪的奴仆变成基督的奴仆。
A slave of sin becomes to slave of Christ.
这样才有办法去遵守神的律法。
Then be able to carry out the commandment.
灵修的路很遥远。
Spiritual cultivation.
不是你今天做了洗，做了圣灵，明天就完全。
And once you receive Holy Spirit or baptism, it's not like tomorrow.
我们是由不完全，慢慢的达到完全地步。
From imperfect, slowly become perfect.
要我们去努力追求。
We need to strive.
靠圣灵帮助。
With the help of Holy Spirit.
我们就慢慢的能够随机主耶稣的榜样。
Then slowly we'll imitate.
有神的美德。
And have God's virtue.
来跟人同行。
To walk with him.
最后一个问题
，The last question，
我们要与神同行
，If we want to walk with God，
跟神同一个方向
，We need to walk with the same direction。
扫罗就不是这样
，Saul is not the same。
他说背向神的背，跟神所相反的方向
，Saul walk opposite direction of God。
在撒母耳十五章一节记载，撒母耳上十五章一节
，In First Samuel chapter 3 verse 15。
神告扫为王的目的
，The reason for God to anoint Saul
是要替神管他的百姓
，is for him to control to manage the people of God for him。
为了替神管他的百姓，他必须要遵行神的教训。
In order to rule over God's people, he need to obey God's commandments。
到撒母耳十五章十一节，神就说。
In 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 11,
他立下了为王后悔了。
So God says he regrets that he made such a decision.
因为扫罗没有听神的话。
Because Saul did not listen to the word of God.
他跟神背向背行走的路。
And Saul traveled according to his own way.
神叫他跟亚门打战，要把所有的牲畜都杀光。
God told Saul to completely destroy the Ammonites.
他把所有的杀掉了。
And also destroy all the animals, but
把回脏留下。
He kills the only the weak animals, but keep the fat one.
他以为回脏了杀到太可惜。
And he thought that killing the fat one is such a waste.
应该把它献给神。
Should offer to God.
神就告诉他。
But the prophet said to him.
神要的不是牛羊。
What God wants is not the cow.
是你听从他的话。
But you obeying the words of God.
扫罗自作聪明。
But Saul, using his own
words. 不听神的话。
Do not listen. Do not listen to.
他的背向神的背所走的路。
And his face is on the other side.
所以他不配与神同行。
Therefore, he's not worthy to walk with.
后来神选召另一个人。
Later on, God choose another person.
圣经说他是合神心意的。
And Bible records that he is a man after God's own heart.
叫做大卫。
That's David.
我们从大卫所写诗篇看出来，他的信心非常好。
And from the Psalms that David wrote, we can see that he has
他很敬畏神
He truly fears God.
他跟神关系非常好
He has good relationship with God.
虽然后来一时糊涂犯罪
Even though he sinned out of his foolishness.
但先知责备他说他马上悔改
But when the prophet rebuked him, he repented immediately.
后来把他犯罪的过程写的诗篇交给灵长让他去唱
Then he even write his repentance write out his repentance and hand it to people to sing.
地位越高人越不容易悔改。
People who with higher status, they are harder for them to repent.
因为他考虑到他的面子。
Because he considered his status.
王室一国诸君。
The king is a person above all.
犯罪之前大家很敬重他。
Before he sinned, everybody respected him.
现在他犯罪了。
Now he sinned.
如果公开向大家宣布
If he announced to everybody,
是不是从此他地位就会降得很低
Will his status be lower when people know
是不是大家会对他很大的失望
Will people show great disappointment in him?
他没有考虑这些
He did not think about all these
他彻底悔改
He completely
把自己的罪公布给大家知道
He announced his sin to everybody
但是并没有因此大家看不起他
ButThrough his announcement, nobody despised him.
反而得到更多人的尊重。
He received more respect for others.
真正的伟大是自己错了，晓得应当认错。
And the greatness is when we know we are wrong, we need to repent.
这样才更能够抓住百姓的心。
And in that way, we can gain people's approval.
一个人在做，大家在看。
And when people do certain things, everybody's watching.
骗不过的。
You cannot deceive others.
因为他坦然承认自己的错误。
And because he confessed,
反而得到百姓的尊重。
And he received respect from his
people. 神这个先知告诉他，你的罪已经得赦免。
And God, through the prophet, told him that his sins are forgiven.
因为他彻底的悔改。
Because he completed.
再看罗马书第六章来结束这个问题。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
第十节，verse 10，罗马书的第六章第十节
，Romans chapter 6 verse 10，
他死就像罪死了，就一次；他活就像人活着。这里说，耶稣死就像罪死。
It says here that for the death that he died to sin.
他可能没有罪。
He did not have sin.
他搬了我们罪来定死就这样。
But he bear our sin and died on cross.
他死了一次而已
Then he only died once for all.
他没有第二次被钉十字架
He was not crucified for a second time
他死了之后
After he died
又复活了
He resurrected
就跟罪断绝关系
And he had nothing to do with sin
然后他向神活着
He lives to God
就是活在神里面
He lives in God
所以这就说
Verse 11
我们也应当向罪看自己是死的
And we should consider ourselves dead to sin
我们受洗说
When we receive water baptism,
有罪的跟着同死同埋葬
that when we have sinned, that we receive the same water baptism.
从水里起来已经复活了。
There was Jesus Christ.
是一个新生新造的人。
When we come out of water, we are the new made man.
我们跟罪已经断绝关系。
We have nothing to do with sin.
我们活在神里面。
We live in God.
跟神发生新的关系。
We have a new relationship with God.
做一个基督徒。
So being a Christian.
不是没有犯罪就满足自己。
We shouldn't be satisfied with ourselves that we do not.
应当活在神里面。
But we should live in God.
就是把自己身体献给神。
That we should offer our body to God.
为神而活。
To live for God.
过着神所喜悦的圣洁的生活。
Living a life that's pleasing to God.
圣灵帮助。
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们只要下决心，我们能够做到这一点。
And if we always determine ourselves, we're able to accomplish.
这样我们才能够与神同行。
Then we can able to walk with God.
与神同行会得很多的福气。
And when we walk with God, we will receive much blessing.
以诺就是这样。
Enough is one of.
挪也是这样。
Same with Noah.
他们与人同行，得神很多的祝福。
They walk with God, and they have received much blessing.
我们下午继续来查考以诺跟挪亚怎么样与人同行。
And this afternoon, we'll study how Enoch and Noah walk with God.
后来他得了什么样神的祝福
？And what kind of blessings did they receive?
Therefore, we have no idea who is going to believe.
但我们不会管他信不信。
But it is therefore that we don't have to worry about whether they're going to believe or not.
我们主管进门传给他。
It's all we have to worry about is are we fulfilling our
duty to
preach them? 如果他
相信。
If they do come to believe.
他得救了。
And they are saved.
如果他拒绝。
If they refuse.
我们已经尽了我们的本分。
We have already fulfilled our obligation.
所以传福音是一种本分。
Therefore, remember, to preach the gospel, it is an obligation.
挪亚传那么久没有信，他还是不灰心的传。
Noah preached for so long, but yet no one believed, but he was never discouraged.
后来挪亚全家得救。
And later, the entire family of Noah was saved.
因为他把全家都带入方舟。
Because Noah had brought the entire family into the ark.
所以全家都得救。
Therefore, his entire family were saved.
我们今年要带全家人信主。
Today, we need also need to bring our entire family member to believe in God.
在使徒书章三一到三十四节记载。
And in Acts chapter 16, verse 31 to 34,
信主问保罗，我要怎么行呢？
The magistrate asked Paul, what must I do to be saved?
保罗对他说。
Paul answered,
你要信主，你和你全家都必得救。
Believe in Lord Jesus, and your family will be saved.
然后保罗就传出给他全家人听。
And then Paul spoke the word of the Lord to him and all others in his house.
结果全家都受洗信主。
And as a result, that all the family members baptized into the name of the Lord.
这个故事告诉我们。
This story tells us.
神拣选一个人，往往附带拣选他全家人。
Often that when we save a person, that oftentimes it will bring along the entire family member.
就是这个人借着这个人要传给他的家人。
And often that God through this person that is going to preach to his entire family.
所以我们已经蒙拣信主，假如家里有人还没有信主，应当进门传给他。
Therefore, if we have already believed in Jesus, but yet we still have family members who have not yet believed, we need to try to preach to them.
那我们要传给家里还没有信主人，我们平常要好的表现。
And in order to preach the gospel to our family members, we must have good deeds.
平常你没有遵守主的教训。
But if ordinarily that we fail to obey the teaching of Jesus.
对家人没有亲情。
And we have no affection or love toward our own family members.
你都很难带他来教会。
Then it will be very difficult for you to bring them to church.
我们看诗篇一百零一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 101.
第二节。
Psalm 101 verse 2.
诗篇一百零一篇第二节。
Psalm 101 verse 2.
我要用智慧行完成道，你岂须来到我这里呢？我要存完全心存在我家中。大卫是一国诸君。
David, he was an emperor for the kingdom.
他也是一家之主。
And he is also the master of his household.
他住了要把这个国治理的好，需要先把家治理的好。
And he understands that before that he can manage the kingdom well, he must able to manage his house well.
他住了要把这个家管得好，治理要好的修养。
And he also understands that in order for him to manage his own household well, he himself must have good action.
他住了要把道理修得好，需要纯正的心。
And he also understands in order for him to keep the word of God, he must have a blameless heart before God.
所以他在这里说, 他用智慧行,
and that is why he said that with wisdom, I will practice the truth.
他存安的心,
with a blameless heart, that he will want in my household, he said. If we have still have family member who's an unbeliever, we need to change ourselves so that we may have good deeds. And what are good deeds that we try to stimulate them? So that it will be easier for them to come to believe.
最后我们再看,
Let's turn to Hebrew, chapter 11.
第七节,
verse 7.
希伯来书一章,
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 7.
挪亚因着信既蒙神指出他未见事动了敬畏心预备一座方舟除了全的得救因此定了那住在罪自己也常说那重新而来的义这里提到挪亚因着信相信神所指出没有见过的事情他相信了
And here it tells Noah by faith that he was warned about a thing that has not yet seen and he believed
按照神指出的记 建造一株方舟,
and according to God's instruction, Noah built an ark.
他把全家带到方舟,
and he bring his entire family into the ark.
全家都得救,
an entire family was saved.
我们要把全家都带到教会来,
we must bring our entire family member to the church.
我们家里人都与我们一同得救,
so that our family member that can be saved together with us.
最后又说, 他自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
And the Bible also said that he had become the heir of the righteousness that comes by faith.
挪亚是旧约时代的人,
Noah, that he was a member of the Old Testament.
旧约时代的义人都是那些有好行为的人才称义人,
and the righteous is considered those who have good deeds in the Old Testament time.
希伯来书说挪亚是因着信被神称义的,
but Noah here is mentioning Hebrew that he was considered righteous by God because of faith.
因着称义这个是罗马书的主题,
and that to be justified by faith, that was the theme of the book of Romans.
希伯来书也是一样的观念,
and Hebrew also have the same concept.
所以他才说, 挪亚是因着信被称义的,
that is why the Bible said Noah by faith that he was justified.
看罗马书第一章,
let's turn to Romans chapter 1
17节,
verse 17.
罗马书一章十七节,
Romans chapter 1 verse 17.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来, 就一书本的信以注意信以如现在所记义人必定得生, 这里谈到神的义就是说恩典的义,
and here it tells us the righteousness that comes from God, it is the righteousness that comes from the gospel.
人的义是人的好行为,
and our own righteousness is our own good deed.
神的义跟我们心里没有关系,
but the righteousness that comes from God, it has nothing to do with our actions.
神白白给我们的恩典的义,
but rather, it was the righteousness that comes from the blessing and the grace of God.
这种义术在福音上显明出来,
and this kind of righteousness that will be revealed in gospel.
因为律法要求人的义,
because the law requires a different righteousness.
但人想靠你的称法呢必定罪,
but if we want to be justified by law, that we will be condemned.
因为行为不完全,
because our actions are imperfect.
所以神的义是用福音显明的,
but the righteousness that comes from God is revealed by gospel.
然后说这个义是本来是以注意信,
and that this the faith which is the first from the last.
本义信就是用信做出发点,
and meaning that we use faith as the starting point.
我们要听道理,
we listen to the truth of God.
因为我们有信心,
because we have faith in God.
因为有人说他很忙就推除掉了,
but for some people, they said they are busy, so they refuse.
我们听了以后又接受洗礼,
and after we have accepted that we are baptized,
听几处就不来,
for some, they listen to the sermon a couple of times, and no longer they want to come.
没有接受洗礼,
and they were not baptized.
我们受洗罪得赦免,
and after we've been baptized, our sins are forgiven.
又被神称义,
but we are now justified by God.
罪人的身份变成义人的身份,
and in the past we were sinners, now we are considered righteous.
从信得来的,
and this justification
所以说,
comes from faith.
义是本于信,
that's why the Bible says
又说,
this faith
以注意信,
is from the first to the last.
就是说用信出手, 用信完成,
And that is that it started by faith and complete by faith.
我们的聚会要花很多时间,
we need to spend a lot of time in attending services.
我们所先就也要出亏,
and for us to keep the commandment of God, often that we will be taking advantage of it.
我们奉献要花钱,
and that we need to spend money.
为什么我们愿意这么做?
And to serve others, why we are willing to do this?
我们有信心,
because we have faith in God.
相信有神的审判,
we believe in the judgment of God.
你若先敬拜他,
if you worship God with your, all your heart,
你守他教训,
you keep God's teaching.
为了他的教训有时候吃亏,
and for the sake of obeying God's teaching, that you are being taken advantage.
我们相信这么做会得到神喜欢,
but yet still we believe by doing so, God will found favor in us.
我们真的得到神很多的祝福,
and we indeed blessed by God.
因为我们有信心,
because we have faith in God.
所以神的义还在我们身上,
that is why the righteousness of God is
我们什么时候,
still in us.
收集信心,
whatever that we do to our faith in God,
怀疑神,
when that we begin to doubt,
怀疑审判,
when we begin to doubt about the judgment, or the heaven or the earth,
我们就没有理由花时间来聚会,
then there's no reason for us, no purpose for us to come to the service.
我们也没有理由为传福音来被人拒绝,
then there's no purpose, no reason for us to preach the gospel so that we can be rejected by others.
所人教训出归,
and then there's no need for us for the purpose of teaching God's word so that we will be taking advantage of
it.
And there's no need for us to make contribution and waste our money.
那我们就离开教会了,
then we will leave the church.
离开教会很久,
and we leave the church for a long time.
从前听到的可能慢慢忘记,
maybe the truth we have heard in the past we will gradually forget.
最后完全跟耶稣断绝关系,
later we are no longer have relationship whatsoever with Jesus.
不再回来了,
no longer we will return to the church.
那神的义就离开我们,
then the righteousness of God will depart from us.
所以神的义是本于义与本于信与注意信,
therefore the righteousness that comes from God is comes by faith and will end by faith.
用信心开始,
begins with faith,
接受主的救恩,
that we accept the salvation of Jesus.
用信心持守,
and by faith that we upheld the teaching of Jesus,
用心完成我们所走的这个天国路,
and also by faith that we finished the journey to heaven.
然后下面说,
then
如经上所记,
just as the Bible has said,
义人必信得生,
the righteous will live by faith.
这个是从哈巴谷二章数的引证过来,
and this is the verse that used from Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4.
就会熟代的义人,
the righteous people in the Old Testament time,
遵行神叫有好行为的人,
are considered as the one that who have good deed and obey the teaching of God.
照理说, 应当说义人去运行并运在好行一行得永生,
and we should say the righteous that will be saved because of their righteous deeds.
但圣经并没有说义人必因义行得永生, 他是说因信得永生,
but the Bible did not say that, but rather the Bible said the righteous will be justified by faith.
因为信心原因,
because faith is the main reason.
好行为是结果,
and the good deed is the result of the faith.
雅各书说,
the book of James says,
身体没有灵是死的,
the body without the spirit is dead,
心里没有心也是死的,
and faith without the deed is dead.
有生命的身体会活动,
the life that has the body that have life will move.
有生命的信心也有行为表现,
and also that the life that have faith also will show its action.
所以义人有好行为,
that is why the righteous will have good deeds.
所以因为他有信心,
because they have faith.
他信心这么多会得神喜欢,
they believe by doing so much that God's going to found favor in him.
信心是他有好行的原因,
and because of the faith, that is why they have good deeds.
好行为是信的结果,
and good deed is also a result of faith in God.
所以说, 因信得永生,
that is why we can say by faith one receives salvation.
因信被称义,
and by faith one is justified.
如果不是这样讲,
if this is not the reason,
没有信主人,
those that does not believe in Jesus,
有的很善良,
some are very good,
难道他也能得救吗?
But does this mean that they can be saved?
耶稣说, 除了我以外没有救的, 不是从我这边来不能到天父那边,
without coming to me no one can go to the Father.
使徒也说耶稣也没有救主,
and the apostle also said besides the name of Jesus there is no other name that we can call on to be saved.
不信主的人,
anyone who does not believe in Jesus,
他有好行为,
have good deeds,
不是因着信,
that is not by their faith,
是因着他有良心,
but it's by their conscience,
是因着他的道德观念,
and because of their morality.
是因着法律的缘故。
And it's based for the sake of the law of the society.
它跟信心没有关系。
That has nothing to do with faith in Jesus.
我们的好行为不一样。
But our good deeds are different.
我们是以信为我们的动机。
So we use faith in Jesus as our motive and basis.
所以行为是信心的表现。
Therefore, our action is the manifestation of our faith.
行为是信的必然结果。
And the good deed is the result of faith.
因此才说因信得永生。
That is why we said by faith we receive eternal life.
但这个不等于说行为跟德都没有关系。
But this does not mean that the salvation has nothing to do with our good deed.
在马太七章二十一节，耶稣讲很清楚。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 21, Jesus tells us very clearly.
凡称我主啊主啊，不能多进天国。
That everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵天主意才进去。
But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven can enter.
可这行为跟得救有绝对关系。
Therefore, here we find a direct relationship between action and salvation.
虽然行为跟得救有绝对关系。
Since our action is directly related to the salvation.
但行为是信徒的本分。
Therefore, the good deed it is the obligation of the believers.
不是得救条件。
It's not the requirement to be saved.
得救条件是因着信心。
And the requirement to be saved is because of faith.
接受主的救恩。
In Jesus and receive the salvation of Jesus.
因为信心的所成教训。
And because of this, we obey God's teaching.
比方说一个人出生为美国人。
For example, a person was born an American.
他出生那一天就是美国人。
And the day he was born, he was an American.
不是因为长大去信。说美国法律守得很好，才得到美国人这个身份。
He did not receive the status as American citizen because he obeyed the law of the country.
他说先得到了美国人的身份。
But he first received the status as American.
那既然他是美国人
，since he's American citizen，
他就要尽本去守美国这个法律。
Therefore, that he needs to obey the law of the America.
我们也不是先守圣经道理，就守很好才得了永生。
And we that did not first obey all the teaching of the Bible very well so that we can receive salvation.
儿女的名分
then receive the status of the children of God.
而是先受洗
But we first baptize.
罪得赦免
Our sin forgiven.
被称义
And we are justified.
成为神的儿女
Then we become the children of God.
既然是神儿女
Since we are now become the children of God.
就要尽神的祭所神教训
That we need to fulfill our duty as the children of God to keep God's commandments.
不受先守神教训才得神儿女的名分。
Therefore, we do not receive the status first, keep the God's word first, then we see the status of the children of God.
而是先得了神儿女名分，然后你要尽本分去守他教训。
But rather that we first receive the status of the children of God, then we go to obey.The commandment of God as our obligation.
虽然行为跟得救有绝对关系
even though that our action have direct relationship with salvation.
但如果我们说行为是得救的条件
but if we say the good deed is the prerequisite.
如果我们说靠行为得救
if we say that we can be saved simply by our good deed.
那就把基督赎在救恩的功劳降低了
then that we then have abased the effect of the salvation and the sacrifice of.
也就把我们自己的功劳提升了。
And then we, in that case, we elevate our own good deed.
这个就本末颠倒。
And we are upturning the principle.
你信心是一个原因。
One of the reasons why that we come to believe in Jesus.
行为是必然结果。
And
行为是信心的必然结果。
And our action is as a result of our faith.
所以圣灵一直强调我们就因信称义，因信得永生，而不是因行为。
And that is why the Bible continues to stress the point that we are justified by faith, not by our action.
好，我们最后看一段就来结束这个课程。
And finally, let us refer to a passage that we will conclude this session.
罗马书十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
罗马书十一章二十二节
Romans chapter 11 verse 22
可见神的恩主和严厉向那跌倒人数严厉的向你是有恩主的只要你参到恩主里不然你要被砍下来保罗在这边说神有恩主一面也有严厉恩主一面也有严厉一面
And here Paul tried to tell us that God have two things a sternness side and also a very kindness side
向跌倒人数严厉的审判
and God to those that who fall God are very stern
对恩主里面的人数有恩主的
but that to those that who are in grace God will show His kindness.
如果离开神的恩主，就被砍下来。
If we departed from the kindness of God, that we will be cut off.
所以连保罗主张因信称义。
Even though that Paul he emphasized in justified by faith.
但他并没有说行为不重要。
But he did not say that our action is not important.
他还是说信主以后，如果你没有守那教训，还是会被砍下来。
But here he tried to tell us after we believe in Jesus, if we fail.To obey the teaching of Jesus, we will still be cut off from Jesus.
一般就有的说，一路走的永远得救。
And some of the denomination they believe, once you are saved, you will always be saved.
一路走的说，你信主就得救了。
And they will say to you, at the time when you believe in Jesus, you are saved.
永远得救是说，不管你犯什么罪，你悔改认罪就得了赦免。
And for some, that they say that after you commit the sin, that doesn't matter what kind of sin you commit, as long as you repent.You can be saved.
因为神慈悲人软弱
Because God is merciful and we are weak.
所以你只要悔改认罪就可以得赦免
As long as you repented from your heart, God will forgive you.
但结论就是说一次都永远得救
And therefore, they said that once you are saved, you will always be saved.
但圣经不是这样讲
But we know this is not what the Bible says.
保罗的话这么清楚
And Paul, he said to us very clearly in the Bible.
如果你离开主的恩主，你就被砍下来。
And if you departed away from the kindness and the grace of God, you will be cut off.
所以我们还是要求主保守。
That is why we still always need to ask God to protect us.
活在神的恩主当中。
So that always we will live in the grace of God.
我们就变成义族的，我们是一个义人。
So that we will be considered righteous in the eyes of God.
因为神的义族。本于信，以出于信。
Because the righteousness of God that comes by faith, and you will complete by faith.
以信开始，以信出手，以信完成。
It begins by faith, and we will be protected, upheld by faith, and complete the salvation by our faith in God.
好，我们今天的课程就到这个地方告一段落。
And we here conclude the session for today.